Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. I'm just going to check in. We spoke before, and you said you need home care, but you have Medicare only?
I have Medicare A and B, and I think I have Medicaid. I got a new card.
Oh, you got a Medicaid card?
Well, it's a new card, and I sent my money to Aetna thinking that, you know, I have to pay my $63 a month, and they sent it back to me. And I think I switched, but I'm not 100% sure.
I can actually check it up for you.
Please.
What's your first and last name and date of birth I'll need?
Gloria Raper, R-A-P as in Peter, E-R.
R-A-P-E-R?
Yes, Raper. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And what's your date of birth?
129-1938.
And your name is Gloria and your last name is Raper.
So yes.
It doesn't seem like you have Medicaid. You have Medicare only. But could be you switched to different health insurance. I really can't see if you only have Medicare. Because I only do with Medicaid. Most probably have Medicare and you switched a plan. You'll need to call Medicare Direct and see which insurance you have currently.
Thank you.
Would you be interested in signing up to Medicaid so you can get your home care services?
They told me that if I did that, now I've got two different answers. If I change, then I won't have the same doctors. And since I have a numb leg and AFib, I want to keep my doctors.
Why is that? Because you can have Medicare and Medicaid. You can have both and stay with your same doctors.
Okay. So what's the difference? Why?
Medicare is like for elderly people or disabled people. Medicaid is an income-based program. So
okay, well,
let's say home care is only covered by Medicaid. So if you need home care, you'll need to get Medicaid.
And what does home care consist of?
Home care is basically we get someone, either a family member, or we can bring an aide to come down to your house and help you with whatever you need, like housekeeping, personal care, anything you need help with in your house. And that's we can either, as I said, we can either have a friend or family member of yours to do that and get paid, or we can bring you.
How much do they get paid?
So it goes per hour, and it goes... also, how many hours and which county? Which county are you in?
I'm in Pennsylvania, Broomall.
Pennsylvania, and which county is that? Which
county
in Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia.
Got it. So let's say if you have, it's basically if you have under 40 hours a week, it will be the pay rate about 14, 15. If it goes
how much?
More than about $14 or $15 an hour, approximately.
Uh-huh.
If it's more than 40, then we do time and a half for hours after 40. So the pay rate would be a bit less, but you will get time, but the aide will get time and a half for anything over 40 hours.
Okay. My son David, for several years now, he's kind. When he finishes work, he comes here, he'll pass the vacuum, and he does the odd jobs, and he always takes my trash out for me.
Mm-hmm.
My husband
so he
just
would
had a,
be able to get paid for it, yeah.
Okay, then my husband just had a hip replacement. So, and I'm with my numb leg. It's not easy right now.
So he can work for both of you, like for you and for your husband. You can sign up your husband as well if he needs that. But that's only if you get Medicaid.
Okay.
Do you want to think about it and want me to call you back? I can't
yes.
wait. You can assist you get you on
yes.
Medicaid.
Yes, please. That would be good. Can you call me back? Let me think
no
about
problem.
It. And you
no
say
problem.
I can keep my own doctors?
Yes.
And if I get Medicaid, what changes?
There's really nothing changes. If you are eligible for Medicaid, then nothing should happen except that you'll just get additional. So I can addition to your insurance plan, and you'll just get additional things that you can get approved for.
Now, do you supply meals?
They do a planned meal as well.
Okay. I know I was going to call COSA.
So that's also under Medicaid.
Okay. Is it? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, they with my husband and his hip, they were wrong. They discharged him in 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And he's 85, and he wasn't doing well. And I was annoyed with them, and they said that they would supply meals from COSA. That's why I get so confused with everything. But I'm not even sitting on the fence. I'm kind of thinking, yes, I will go with Medicaid. But give me a day to think about it and just see what I can find out myself. And you'll call me back. What's your name?
My name is Stella, and I'm from Family First Home Care.
Okay. All right. And then if somebody comes in here and I have Medicaid, you don't charge me anything?
No, we don't charge you anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Call me back.
No problem. I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. No problem.
And your name again?
My name is Stella.
Stella? Did you say Stella?
Yes, correct.
Stella.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. Bye.